The Bloomington Playwrights Project's 2009 Ballot Box Blizzard offers 30 plays by 24 playwrights in just a little over 2 hours. Directors Jim Hetmer, Jack Johnson, and April Smallwood each fielded teams of actors to handle their share of the evening. In fitting with IU and Bloomington's Arts Week, the theme, broadly interpreted, is politics. The audience gets to vote on their favorites, and during the two brief intermissions, there are energetic conversations as the electorate conference over their decisions and mark their ballots. On opening night in the first third, I was especially taken by the urinal insights of Kaylee Spivey's Man Law as brother Brett Glodden explained the rigid do's and don'ts to brother Gabe. Mark Harvey Levine's The Candidate went over and past the top as frontman Philip Addison had to keep a waiting crowd of supporters at bay by interpreting progressively worse and worse news from aide Derek Kroeber. The Conquest of Guernica by Evan Gouford Blake with Francine Morrison, Mark Ginsky, and Lucy Dancer lent a soberingly dark psychological accent to the mostly comic set. During the intermission, my partner and I conferred and at least made a stab at marking our ballots. Act Two began with Tammy Dennis Good's Enlightenment as three candidates for high school class president, Kelsey Shepard, Brad Good, and Bill Govea, squared off in a crookedly complex and violence-marked card game. In Modern Dating by Alex Straker, the Internet was the stage as Lucy Dancer and Derek Kroeber each used their computers to inflate their images so much that Dancer dropped out, but their computers kept the connection. Torture or tortuous thoughts were the focus of Terry Klingelhoffer's Home of the Brave with mother Kylie Spivey trying to console an inconsolably wounded daughter Erin Sullivan. The act's finale was a takeoff from Shakespeare's Scottish play, The Tragedy of McCain by Greg Ellis. Ellis appeared as a credible Shakespeare-spouting McCain, remonstrating with the witch played by Josie Gingrich. Sans wig, Gingrich was almost credible as his winking running mate, Sarah Palin. It was language-rich and went by just too quickly. I hope it gets into print somewhere. After another huddle with my theater partner over our votes, the third act began with Josie Gingrich as a near-hysterical stay-at-home mom in Angeline Larimer's Homeschooled. It's a piece that the more you know, the funnier and the more touching it becomes. Brad Good's stereotypical with Brad Good, Kaylee Spivey, and Reggie Provine was a neatly staged little ballet as the characters one after another demolished stereotypes of prejudice. The act and the show ended with Gabe Glodden and Erin Sullivan in a TV-style wrestling match, complete with holds, throws, hair-pulling, and the obligatory sneak attack with a folded chair in Rachel Hemsel's The Takeover. After they'd fought to a sweaty draw, they decided that being on the top or the bottom was less important than being side by side. As my partner and I left the theater, I did stuff the ballot box a little, but I kept my ballot in my pocket. There were too many good choices for me to settle on just four. The Bloomington Playwrights Project's Ballot Box Blizzard plays at 8 tonight and Saturday, and Sunday at 2. There are additional performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. You can find this review and an interview with co-director Holly Holbrook and writer-director April Smallwood on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.